Michelle.
Hi, boo-boo.
This is the beginning of the show, so I should probably, you know, start like that. But I want to ask you about the cake, because we just got a little Emmy cake from...
Can we rewind? You're like not even lubing. You're going
You know what? I just had the cake. That's why I'm...
You're all amped up.
I am totally amped up.
No right lubing. Now. You're going right to the hole.
Right to the hole.
You can't, no.
Okay, first of all, we're talking about the Emmy today, and we...
This is the Emmy episode.
This is the Emmy episode.
Very special.
This is the Emmy episode.
Emmy episode.
This is a very special episode of What's the Tea?
Yeah.
And we've got the Emmy sitting in front of us right
She's
now.
She's right here.
She's right here.
Yeah.
So first of all, we're at work right now. And they brought out a big cake that said congratulations.
No, you're going to the hole again. Let's rewind.
Yeah. Okay.
The Emmys were last night.
Yes.
RuPaul snatched his first Emmy, and we got to set up the whole scenario, and we will in a minute.
Okay.
We will in a minute. Yes. But I'm going to fast forward to the scenario today. We woke up, we had to work, and the minute Rue won, I texted Theron and said, order Sweet Lady Jane now.
Yeah.
And he got on the text, and he did the same thing to Powers That Be.
Uh-huh.
So as we were...
And because Sweet Lady Jane's, it's okay, they're the best cake bakery in LA.
According to you.
According to me.
Yes, because I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying that's your favorite cake.
Yeah, it's Sweet Lady Jane's on Melrose. They have one out in Santa Monica too, I think on Montana.
Uh-huh.
They're famous for their three berry cake.
Which is your...
Is that what it's called? No, triple berry cake.
Your most favorite cake on the planet.
Most favorite cake on the planet is Sweet Lady Jane's triple berry cake. And it is so good.
So that's your surprise today, which you're you know, after shooting and filming all day, your Sweet Lady Jane was waiting for you. So we started talking. You asked me if I had any. So the answer is no, because here's the thing. First of all, it's got gluten and all that madness.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's act like it was gluten-free, vegan, and soy-free.
So. Okay. Yeah.
I have a really big issue with fruit inside of cake.
Really?
They absolutely don't belong. The same way you cannot stand anything sexual with food or on the anything other than eating food, you have a problem.
I have a problem with food.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
I have a very big problem with fruit inside of my cake.
That is interesting.
Now, you know me, and you know what my deserted island electric chair food would be.
What is it?
You know what it is.
Wait a minute. I've forgotten.
We've discussed this. We discussed it three days ago.
Yeah, because we talked about if we were on the Newlywed Game.
Store-bought.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, we go store-bought icing from the cake at Ralph's.
But any store-bought birthday cake, it's got to be buttercream.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yes, I knew that. I just had a temporary lapse.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's the old-timers, I get it.
Yeah.
So not whipped cream, it's got to be buttercream.
Buttercream.
Oh, I cannot stand when people ruin a really good, moist, spongy cake with beautiful buttercream, especially Publix. They make the best buttercream on the planet. And then they put stupid things like strawberries and bananas in it. Why would you want to mess something so perfect up?
Yeah.
With fruit.
Well, you know, you can order your... Publix will make your cake for you.
Publix don't mess with no fruit. They make it perfectly.
Oh, they do it perfectly.
It's your beautiful...
Sweet Lady Jane's, right.
And it's gorgeous. But even if I ate all that stuff, I would not go near that with a 10-foot. I wouldn't go...
You wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't go near it with your mouth.
Uh-huh. Well, this is the thing is that I have always... Or I've ordered that cake for probably 15 years.
I know how much
when I have parties, that's the cake I order because I love it so much. And, you know, normally I wouldn't want any fruit in no cake.
Is that the only one?
Yeah. Oh, my God,
Could you ever go to, like, a wedding or a party and they cut into that? That cake looks so... You know, I love cake.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
That's what I miss most. Cake. I cut...
All the brothers want to eat that cake.
Sidebar, there's a place called Karma Bakery in Westlake Village out by me.
Yeah.
Gluten-free, vegan, soy-free. And like that's where they're going to get my birthday cake. That's where I get my treats from if I want it. Yes, there's sugar, but that's my treat.
Right.
So if I were to go to a wedding, or you know, you're like, that cake looks good,
this
son.
This is a slamming cake.
I want to cut into that bitch.
Yeah.
And then they cut it. Oh, happy wedding. And go over, get your piece of wedding cake. Why does your wedding cake have raspberries in it? This is not to celebrate your wedding. This is a cake for me.
Right.
And I won't even... I can't do it.
Yeah.
I really don't know why.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, a lot of times the fruit in cake
is
soggy.
We're going to get back to the Emmy talk.
Yeah, we're going to get back to the Emmy.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the fruit is soggy.
Yes.
And the thing about Sweet Lady James is that it's always so fresh.
Yeah.
Now, producer, did you have a piece of that cake that was down there?
No, I think it was gone by the
time. It was probably gone by the time. It is so good. But it's fresh. That cake was baked today.
Yeah, and I agree. I've had it before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it.
Oh, my God, so good.
I ate around the blueberries and the raspberries and the strawberries like they were landmines.
Do you like the icing on it?
Yeah, but it's a little too whipped creamy.
It's very whipped creamy.
I like buttercream.
Yeah.
You know, like straight up. And not like the really gourmet buttercream where it's really buttery.
Yeah, yeah.
I want store-bought.
Uh-huh.
Not Duncan Hines from McCann because that's too rich.
Yeah.
Like straight up, really light and fluffy buttercream.
Yeah, see, I can't get with you on that. Because I
what?
Like, no, I can't. I can't get with you on that because that's kind of, excuse my French, a little bit white trashy. Yes.
Holla!
Yeah.
That is your girl. She tried not to be, but she is.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I don't, it's too like white sugary too also.
Yes. Oh, it's the most unhealthy thing.
It kind of tastes plasticky to me.
Love it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what I love about it. Same thing. I love very much cheese in a can. The spray cheese
in a can. Okay, well, there you have it. Therein lies the problem. There.
I mean, do you love that?
Yeah. No, I don't like
cheese. How could you not like?
I don't want no cheese in no can.
Easy cheese. Listen, it's called easy cheese.
I know it is. I grew up on commodity cheese. I will have some commodity cheese before I have a cheese in a can.
Commodity cheese, government cheese is the bomb for grilled cheese.
Yeah, grilled cheese.
And mac and cheese. But I will say this. Easy cheese with the blue top on some Triscuits is literally...
Yeah.
Orgasm.
See, I see your Triscuits, and I'm living for your Triscuits, but don't be putting no easy cheese on my Triscuits.
Easy cheese! And also, what? I will see my own easy cheese and raise you a port wine cheese in the little container.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's orange with the red swirl in it.
Huh.
It's port wine cheese.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know what I'm talking
about. I've seen it before,
That on a Triscuit is a step away from the pearly gates.
Yeah. Well, you know, that and honey, that and a tuna casserole, and y'all can have your pearly gates because I'm not going to have no tuna casserole.
Do casserole.
Yeah.
I don't do just the word casserole.
Yeah.
I can't. Just the because you know what's going to be in it. It's not just
It's
tuna and it's hot and it's mixed with pasta. Yeah,
see, I can't have no hot tuna. I don't like a hot tuna anything.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Preach.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All that. Yeah.
All of that right there.
But I do love marshmallow fluff along with peanut butter.
Yeah, no.
Fluff and nutter.
Yeah, no.
So white trash. Oh my God.
Oh, my God. Because the two of us have seen each other throw down with some junk food.
So this talk that we're talking like, I'll see you, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
So when we used to be on, we're going to get back to the Emmys,
I promise. We are.
We used to be on the radio and we'd wake up, we've told you this story before.
A million times.
Yeah,
KTU.
4 o'clock in the morning.
20 years ago.
Yes. We take the car together. Uh-huh. The driver would get me and then go back, pick Rue. And then we go, and Magic Mark and the candy cart would be there every day.
And he became our friend. He was a natural redhead.
Tough guy, like real straight.
He was a sweetheart,
After we started talking to him, he felt like he was one of us.
Yeah.
So every day before Magic Mark would fill up, we called him Magic Mark, fill up the candy machines, he would come by the studio with his cart. And we just went out there and he'd let us take whatever we want. So Rue and I, when Magic Mark wasn't there, we'd stop in the vending machine. They had a room filled with vending machines.
Uh-huh.
We'd stop in the vending machine. I go, Rue, how much cash you got? Rue's like, I got cash. Bust out the wallet. I bust out my wallet.
Yeah.
Start pounding the money. And I go, I'm going to have a Reese's. And Rue will go, oh, okay. Put my dollar in. I'm going to see your Reese's.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to raise you a Snickers.
Uh-huh.
King size.
Yes.
And then we do it. And literally it became like vending machine poker.
Yeah. And then 35 pounds later.
Then I decided to get married.
Yeah. Well, I remember I was 36 at the time. And I remember I'd never felt my ass feel that big before. I remember I'd never felt my ass that fat before in my life.
Did you like it, though, secretly a little bit?
You know what? I did, actually.
Yeah, because you like a fat ass.
I do. And, you know, I didn't do great for wearing clothes.
No.
But I kind of liked the way my body felt like that.
Yeah. You know, I have moments of people like, oh my God, I didn't know you had such a booty. And I'm like, yeah. But then when you lose weight, those things go.
They go. But you know, that was 36. And since then, my body composition changed.
Well, it does.
Because we enlisted the duties of
voltage,
High Voltage. Yes. Her woman called High Voltage, look her up. And she got us on a great plan. And I lost the weight. You lost the weight.
Yeah.
And, but my body was never the same after that. But it just happened to fall at a time when my body composition was changing anyway.
Anyway, because you were in the 30s.
I was in my 30s. Right, I was 36.
Right.
And my body, I've never been able to gain weight on my ass again since then. I that time I gained weight in my knees back then.
What?
On my knees. I gained
you
weight.
You have fat knees?
I have fat knees. But I haven't gained weight there since. Now, of course, after the body composition change, yeah, it all goes to my stomach, my back,
yeah, and that area.
Hey! Yeah. Yeah. Hey! The thug miss is in the house.
What up?
Yes, yes.
So for me, I had 2 C-sections and a 10-pound baby and then an 8-pound something baby. So for me, it's never been the same. And the only way to get back to it is a tummy tuck. And I'm not, I ain't trying to hear. I'm studying that.
Tummy tucks are the hardest
Brutal.
Thing.
Brutal.
It's the most yeah. painful thing you could do.
I'm not worth it because I'm not modeling for a Playboy. Listen, I look okay in a bikini. Do I have some flab down at the lower? Yeah. It's never going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care. My husband don't care. I can mm-hmm. wear a bikini with pride and not be like, a girl should not be wearing a bikini.
Right.
So it's okay. But at the same, you know, same time, I don't know if I'd be dedicated enough to go get that.
Yeah. Surgery. Well, you sure looked good last night.
And what was last night?
Well, last night we went to the Emmy. I know we're going to take
this
a quick break.
This is called a tease,
this is
Alex.
A tease, Alex. These tease flash in 5 minutes.
We did radio together for quite a few years.
Yeah. Okay. We are going to talk about the Emmys. It was fantastic.
And we're going to talk about it coming up right after this.
That's right. Hey, Michelle, let's talk about Squarespace.
Oh, you know I love it.
Everybody loves it. It is so easy to make a website using Squarespace. You can make a gorgeous website in minutes using their beautiful templates and simplistic drag and drop platform.
Drag and death drop. Hello.
Hey, kids, when you're ready to purchase a plan, get 10% off with your offer code RU. That's squarespace.com, offer code RU.
RU. I'm actually looking to spice things up in my bedroom.
What? You?
Can you help me?
The experienced lover that you are.
But, you know, we've been married almost 20 years.
Yeah, I know. I was at the wedding.
And it's fun to spice things up. Do you have any tips?
Well, listen, I'll tell you this, okay? Why don't you go over to Adam and Eve.
Great idea.
AdamandEve.com. And for a limited time, you'll get
what?
50% off just about any item.
What?
Yes, honey. Be it a adult movie or an adventurous new toy. What? Just about anything you can imagine.
I'd like something you can plug in that is rocket powered.
You got it. Honey, and that's not all.
What?
Oh, no, honey.
What?
When you select your one item at 50% off,
yeah,
you'll also receive a free mystery gift.
A what?
Uh-huh. It may be vibrating. Maybe you just, that's the mystery. That's the mystery.
Oh my God.
That's it. It's so sensual.
Yeah.
It's so sensual.
Yeah.
We cannot even mention it on this podcast.
What?
So, yeah, we talk about a lot of things on this podcast.
Good Lord.
You can only imagine what it could be.
Spicy.
Listen, and to top it all off,
yeah,
they'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding.
I'm actually speechless. So yeah. I'm going to go check out adamandeve.com today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to get this special offer. Me too?
Yeah.
All right. 50% off one item when you type the RU
uh-huh.
for the offer code upon checkout. That's adamandeve.com, offer code RU. I am so in.
Spice. All right. We are back and we're about to have our special guests come up. But I want to talk about for a minute about these gorgeous microphones. You know, the only microphone that I even know about is the Neumann. Because years ago when I was first started recording,
uh-huh.
that was the one that everybody coveted. It was the Neumann. It's not it's not
Neumann.
Uh-uh. It's Neumann.
It's not new.
Yeah.
It's Neumann. Yeah. And being in radio for 5,000 years, I can tell you what. There are quite a few microphones.
Yeah.
There are different kinds. Different things do different things. But just like you said, the coveted one has always by radio DJs and announcers, uh-huh. they want the Neumann. And the ones that we got specifically are the Neumann TLM-107, and they are the Mac Daddy. So,
oh my goodness. We're so lucky.
You.
We're so lucky.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I bring this up too because, you know, we have a special surprise
yeah.
coming up.
Big surprise that we're going to say it right now.
For our listeners who have been with us for, how long have you been doing this? 2 years?
2 years?
Yeah, I think two years.
Two
yeah,
years.
Something
More?
Like that. More than 2 years? Okay.
Are we going on 3 years?
Yeah.
2.5 years.
Okay.
All right.
Jesus. Well, we have a special announcement.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You do it.
Okay. Well, we are going to be going weekly.
I think I just got pregnant.
Yeah.
What did you say?
We're going weekly.
Oh my God, say it again.
Yes, we are going weekly starting in October.
Mm-hmm.
We have been every other week.
Right.
I don't do math, so you guys out there.
We have been bi-weekly.
Oh, girl.
I'm sick of being bi.
I didn't know that about you.
Yes, I'm sick and I want to come out and I want to commit. I'm done.
Well, what side are you going to commit to?
The weekly side. Will you have me? Will you have me?
I will help you.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I will definitely help you.
Okay.
We're going to be weekly, which means a lot more work for us.
That's all right.
But it's okay.
You've got an Emmy.
And, you know, I've got an Emmy sitting right here. And listen, you know I can talk.
Yes.
I know you can talk.
What gives you that idea? No.
You know, what's funny about this is that we did Morning Drive Radio for many years. And, you know, we had a natural chemistry together. But this podcast is what we always wanted to do.
Yeah.
We always wanted to talk like this, like on talk radio. Yeah,
without stupid music. Without
all those stupid commercials. Remember the $50,000 rendezvous? Or was it the $5,000 rendezvous?
No, $50,000.
$50,000 rendezvous. That contest drove me crazy.
Yep.
I think that's what drove me out of Morning Drive Radio.
Well, I did it for 17 years.
Yeah.
I did a gazillion of those contests. Yeah. And I remember that our biggest, these the radio moments, we gave away $103,000. And Broadway Bill Lee on WKTU was the one who got to give away the prize.
Yeah.
They usually give it to you and you might have been gone at that point. I don't know. But Broadway Bill Lee, it's like $103,000 to give away on the radio is unheard of.
Yes.
Unheard of. $50,000 is a lot.
Yeah.
But we were doing so well. KTU had been number one in every book, every ratings book. Boom, boom, boom. Give away they made us, Frankie Blue, our PD, our boss,
yeah,
made us come in, the whole staff, even I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're making me come in for afternoon drive to give the $103,000 away. They get the 103rd caller, because everything is, we were 103.5.
Yeah.
So you answer the 103rd caller, you just won $103,000. And she went, oh, thanks. I'm not even kidding. That's what it was.
Oh.
The buildup for like a month, giving it away, registering people.
Yes,
You just won 100. Thanks.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. That's what it was like. Yeah. So that's why those promotions kill you, because every other song is like, don't forget to mention this. Don't forget.
Yes.
So you get liners, which are worse than commercials, because it's like, hey, it's Rue and Michelle and it's 6 a.m. and what a great day it's going to be. And don't forget, coming up at 7:10, if you're the 103rd caller, we're going to register you. You don't get to talk about anything.
Anything
at
but
all.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
And meanwhile, we were playing 12 songs. The whole time,
yep.
12 songs, and those songs very rarely got to change. I want to ask you, Mr. Producer, about this. Can we play music on this thing?
Are we allowed to, or do we have to like buy rights and stuff?
He's answering. He's going to answer.
Yell it out loud. Go ahead.
Just yell it out loud. Yeah.
Good question.
Oh, so adult diapers is the answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Depends.
So, yeah.
Complicated question is, we'd have to get paid for ownership of the rights to play the song, right?
Yeah. Well,
but if it's my music or if it's our music, we can do it, right?
Yeah,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
Or if you guys happen to mention a song, I can play a song for like 30 seconds.
Okay, yeah, right. Well, that's good. Well, when we were first there, the songs that we played were La
La da di da 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 da. La da da di da 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 da.
That and Unbreak My Fart.
Unbreak My Fart. And I Love You Brown Eyes.
Yes, I love you brown eyes. Yes,
and,
yes.
And Come On Ride the Train.
Yeah.
And Ride It.
Yep, yep, yep.
Ride the Choo Choo, Ride the Choo.
And what was that song by the people? Where Do You Go?
My Ugly.
Yeah.
So as you can tell, Rue and I would change the words and we'd sing along.
Yeah.
But everybody in the Tri-State, remember, we used to get up, we used to...
Yeah.
Like, we did it because we loved it.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Well,
we are going to be weekly starting in October. Do you have a date for this? October 5th.
Yes.
We start weekly.
It's big news.
Yeah, it's big news, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to keep you guys informed of what's happening in our lives and what's happening in just, in general, in the pulse of human life on this planet.
Can we just debrief for 1 second? This podcast was so emotionally charged.
Yeah.
We talk about your Emmy win.
Yeah. Yeah.
We talked about we're going weekly.
Uh-huh.
We're talking to Nicole Scherzinger.
Yep.
Who it takes all of my might not to call her Nicole Scherzinger.
Well,
because before I could say her name,
yeah,
that's what I would. And it's not difficult.
No.
It just the z, I always wanted to go z. I feel like Eliza.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always wanted to go z. And if you go z, it could turn into Nicole Scherzinger.
Scherzinger. I like that.
Yeah, it's that's cute, really right? Cute. I'm sure she heard it.
Now, what about M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong?
That's him.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. Because do you know how to say his name?
I think it's Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah. M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
But I like M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
I like M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
And that's like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tinta Turner.
Tinta Turner is another one.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be talking about all those people.
This is our live.
This is our live. Yeah, yeah. But you know, it's crazy. You know, the fact that I get to talk to you like this, you know, people realize we can go on like this for a long time.
And the irony is, we've known each other for so long that you think we'd run out of shit to talk about.
Just don't do it.
It doesn't happen. Why?
I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
I don't know what it is, although it's, you know what? It's this free form that it's a dialogue that's already going in my head.
Yeah.
And that you're a perfect dance partner for it. You speak the exact same language of the dialogue going in my head. So all I get to do is just open my mouth and it's just like playing volleyball.
Yeah, it was like at the Emmys, and I'm not naming any names, but we're saying, Rue didn't do any of this, I did.
Uh-huh.
But like there'd be people, you know, we're up there, you know, winners, and I would just look and I'd look at Rue and Rue would look back at me and I'd go, uh-huh. Uh-huh. That was it, it was answered.
Yeah, yeah.
It was usually like explain the fashion is what I was saying with my eyes.
Uh-huh.
Help me understand what's happening. And everybody's got their own right to express themselves, and I wasn't being shady, maybe a little, but I was really just trying to understand what this person was trying to express through fashions.
Sure. Yeah.
And someone has delivered,
I just got this. Someone has delivered an enema.
Want me to read it?
Yeah. Who is it from?
They went all out, whoever it was.
Walgreens. Yeah. But let me just explain too, because, you know, on my Emmy acceptance speech, I said, you know, I thanked everyone. And then I said, you know, a few months ago, I was quoted in the press as saying, I'd rather have an enema than have an Emmy award. Well, I got the Emmy award. So, and then I said, well, thanks to the Television Academy, tonight I can have both.
Yes.
And so someone, while we're doing this, but just delivered an enema, a Walgreens brand enema. I think I have this one already.
And I'm going to sidebar this by saying, I was probably the most proud of you for not screwing up Emmy and enema. And anybody that listens to this podcast knows it's a huge accomplishment for you, because of that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So this one is congratulations on the outstanding Emmy win. We are beyond thrilled for you. So excited to see you snatch that trophy. Now that you have that Emmy, guess you'll need ...
Uh-huh.
Cheers, all of us at Logo.
Oh, that's very
sweet. They went all out.
This is their first logo. This is their first
Emmy?
Yeah, yeah. Emmy, isn't
see?
It?
You're
yeah,
so
I just
lucky
did it. It's because
happen.
You did it. Is this their first Emmy?
I would assume so. Yeah, uh-huh. I would assume so.
Yeah, well, it's probably, you know, they're first in a major category. Yeah, let's just say that.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, it's brilliant. All right, so when we come back,
yes,
we're going to have Nicole Scherzinger.
Yes, you said it right.
I did. I certainly did. So you guys stay right there. Hey, kids, we receive so many great emails from people who have used Squarespace. Michelle's got some letters there. Now, if you want to, you know, send us a letter about your success story.
A
using
letter.
Did I say letter?
It's so cute.
It is. I know. I'm born in. It is a letter.
It is a letter.
It's an email.
Yeah.
The email address is rupaulpodcast@gmail.com. And tell us about your gorgeous Squarespace website. Now, you got a letter there, don't you?
I do. This one's from James Dawson. Hi, guys. Big fan of podcasts. And when I found What's the Tea, I was so excited. Love Drag Race. And I adored Michelle and Big Brother. So I knew I was going to love this podcast. And I was right. Anyway, use the offer code RU to get a discount on the blog. I finally got around to building with Squarespace, of course. It's a fashion blog targeted at average people rather than the super rich designer loving elite.
Hmm.
You can find it at www.jamescdawson.com. That's jamescdawson.com. Hope you enjoy my website as much as I enjoy everything you guys create. And that's from our friend James Dawson. Isn't that sweet?
That is very sweet. I love that, you know, people are taking the initiative to create websites that speak to certain groups that don't get serviced, you know, that don't get the attention they deserve.
That's what Drag Race is all about.
Absolutely. Now, guys, if you want a free trial with no credit card, just go to squarespace.com. When you're blown away and ready to confirm a plan, use the offer code RU and get 10% off.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be getting a great deal. And hey, thanks again to Squarespace for doing such a great job. I just love them so much. And send your websites to rupaulpodcast@gmail.com. That's squarespace.com. Offer code RU.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Hey, we've got Nicole Scherzinger with us on the podcast. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
And you finally, we get to finally meet you.
It's an honor to be here.
Well, it feels like we already know you, because I knew you from Eden's Crush. Is that what it was
called? Oh, my gosh. Yep. Back in the day.
Now, what? Tell me Eden's Crush. That was a part of an American television show or English television show?
American television show. It was on the WB. So it was the forefront of the whole talent search reality shows called is Pop Stars. It came off of the show Pop Stars. And I auditioned and earned a place in the group that came out of it, which is Eden's Crush, like you
and
said.
And you guys had an album. Who were the other girls in Eden's Crush?
Ana Maria Lombo, Miley, Yvette, and Rosanna.
Do you talk to any of them?
I was in touch with Ana Maria, and then I saw Rosanna was doing like some hosting stuff on red carpets and everything. But no, I haven't spoken to the girls in a long time.
Well, it happens.
Well, what's it like when you get thrust into a situation like that where you immediately have to become fast friends, like it's best horrible. Friends? It's horrible.
I was so green coming out of it, honestly. I was born in Hawaii, but I grew up in Kentucky.
And where in Kentucky?
Louisville.
Great city.
Uh-huh. It is such a good city.
Yeah.
And I loved the arts. I went to a youth performing arts school, and it was such a warm, welcoming school, supportive school. Then I went to college. I went to Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio.
What state?
Wright State University. And then I went to, and then I was in a rock band called Days of the New.
Days of the New. Mm-hmm.
That was my first group.
You did covers.
No, Days of the New was a genius acoustic group.
And this was before Eden's Crush.
Uh-huh. Travis Meeks fronted the group. He had the group before me. I came in afterwards, and he was like he was supposed to be the next Jim Morrison.
Right.
I mean, he was amazing, and then things didn't work out. And
right.
Fell through, and I think my friend saw him on like intervention or something.
Oh, dear.
But it's because he's a genius. All the really smart ones are messed up.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean?
It is true.
So I did that, and then I came to, and then my mother was like, oh my gosh, there's this show that they're looking for a girl group. And I was like, Mom, you know, I wore like all black and was like goth in theater. I was like, I'm an artist. I'm not like, you know.
Club cigarettes and berets.
And so I was like, no, my mom made me go to the audition, and it was really good because I came from like no money, like real humble beginnings. Mm. So it was going to be, that was my way, my ticket to get me to Hollywood.
And was it a cattle call in Kentucky?
No, I drove to Chicago. Mm. I was working at Lancome at the time doing makeup.
Really? In Louisville?
Uh-huh.
At what department
mall?
Store?
Uh-huh.
Which mm-hmm. one?
Which mall
was Dillard's? Dillard's,
Bonton.
What was it? What's in
Macy's?
Yeah.
No,
Nordstrom.
Dillard's is like fancy now. I think it was like
Kohl's or
like JCPenney's or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was working there, and then I got off late at night, and I drove 6 and a half hours to Chicago, waited in line starting at 4.
With all these people to do this show.
Mm-hmm.
That is wild. So, so then between Eden's Crush and Pussycat Dolls, how much time was in between there?
Let's see. Not very long.
That's right.
I'd
it wasn't
say
very
just,
long.
Oh, gosh. I'm getting my... I did Eden's Crush when I was around 22. And I believe I started to come in the group when I was 24.
With Pussycat Dolls?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did that... whole thing, because that was the reality show too. Like, how did that whole thing? So you auditioned for Eden's Crush. Eden's Crush was like a blip on the radar,
right?
We
had the
radio,
album,
yeah.
Had the
well,
album.
You have everybody's album too. That was our song.
What was it called?
For a hot second,
yeah.
Get over yourself.
That's right. That's right.
It must be hard to be you, yeah, living in your life.
Yes, honey.
Who produced that?
Oh, I forgot.
Is Stark Carl Sturken and those
maybe,
guys?
Maybe, yes.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was awesome.
It was
but
awesome.
It was really hard. Like I was saying, it was like, it was really hard being thrust into that because I was green coming into it. I didn't know how to stand up for myself. It was quite an awkward thing for all of us to put us in. Girls you don't know,
mm-hmm.
we had to live in a house, cameras on us. That was the beginning of all of that. And mm-hmm. I was real shy. I just wanted to sing. And it just, I learned a lot from it.
Yeah. So. What's your astrological sign?
I'm Cancer.
You're Cancer. What? Mm-hmm. What? July 21st?
June 29th.
June 29th. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Cancer.
And I'm a horse.
You're a horse? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. Chinese. Like you're Chinese. The horse. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So then I don't want to dwell too much on Pussycat Dolls. I love the Pussycat Dolls. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you're doing theater and you're a music theater geek. You know, I know this through Matthew Anderson, who does my hair and makeup, and he's worked with you for years and years. You are a theater geek. Michelle's a theater geek.
I know.
Yeah, we've been kind of geeking out together.
Yeah. And you just played Griselda in Cats.
Grisabella.
Grisabella for a while. What is your dream music theater role?
Huh.
Skiz of the Spider-Woman.
Sooner or later, you're certain to me.
It's a good one.
In the bedroom, the parlor, or even the street.
I love you, Cheetah. I love you, Vanessa. Can't
be Cheetah.
Well, you know.
Can't be Cheetah.
No.
Gosh, I don't know. I love Kiss the Spider-Woman. It's amazing that you said that.
You'd be great in that role.
They asked me to do on Broadway, be in Chicago. And I said the only way I'd do it is if I would play both characters.
Ooh.
Velma and Roxy?
Velma and Roxy.
How are you going to do that?
I'd play one for a few months and then the other.
Oh, I see. Okay, I thought you meant like simultaneously. I was like, nowadays
well,
it's going
to
be...
Well, to the right.
Yeah. Exactly. I was like, it's going to be tough.
That would be worth the ticket.
Yes,
that'd
it would
be really
She's
good.
Schizophrenic.
But you know, so would you consider yourself more Sondheim, Candor and Ebb, Stephen Schwartz?
I'm both.
Yeah,
I consider myself all of the above because I love musical theater. But I'm definitely a Fosse girl.
Ooh.
So Candor and Ebb, loving all of that. I love just how dark it is, how ballsy it is. I felt like I really grew. I played Chicago at a college production of mine, and I loved that. But then I love Rodgers and Hammerstein. Mm-hmm. I love Sondheim. I obviously love Andrew Lloyd Webber, a very good friend of mine, and done a lot of work with him. So I just love musical theater. Anytime you can escape and just bring people into your world. I mean, I have so much respect for it. I want my next project that I'm working on, I want to incorporate more of the theatrics in that. You know, that's why people loved Gaga so much, because it was so, it was more theatrical and it had a story behind it. And it's just had so many more, it had a lot of layers. And I think Rin and I just recently did the revival of Cats on the West End and played Grisabella. I just was like, this is what separates me from other people. It's just really diving into a character and, going somewhere else and taking everybody with you and telling an entire freaking story in one song.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, nobody's really doing that right now in the pop world. You know, it's like, I have so much respect for, obviously, like the Barbra Streisands, Betty Buckley. I love Betty.
She's
Buckley.
A great one too.
She's a great one, but I've been studying a lot of Bette Midler concerts in the 70s. I mean, she's a spitfire. She's bonkers. She's
pioneer.
Genius. Yep. Cher, Diana Ross. These women have really inspired me. So my next project I do is going to be something really classic and start to build. I love when you said you're going to be singing for your legacy, because that's what I'm trying to work on, is like, what legacy am I leaving behind?
That's I think every artist should ask that question, because that's what it comes down to. The money, the fame, that I wouldn't say that comes easy, but after you get that, what's the message?
It's just so hard these days because it's all about singles. It's not even about albums anymore. It's not about an arc or your music. It's just about what's that next single to hold people's attention and getting that thing. And then when you realize you have this like club single or whatever, and you get on stage and you're like, this isn't anything compared to what I am as a performer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, internet.
Do you know what I
mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I want to live. 80,000 people live. Live instruments. Balls to the wall. Balls to the sky. Let's do this.
That's why you do your theater. You know, you get that feel every night of doing it live.
Yeah, well, we should be able to do that. You know, back in the day when old school, just killing it.
Right.
You know?
And you can sing anything. You are one of those, you can belt any song. Where does it come from? Your mom, your dad?
I came from my tutu. Tutu means grandma in Hawaiian. It came from God first. But I was born singing. Whitney Houston is who inspired me when I heard her sing.
Did you ever meet her?
I did meet her. I don't know if it was enough time to
Right.
That was when Bobby was hitting on me. But No, he was like being like, hey, we should do music, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, Bobby, come on, let's go. And I was like, but I love you so
right.
And I was like, it's the only time I've ever cried meeting somebody from a distance. But I love her.
You cried from a distance?
Yeah, because she was in a hurry, and I, you know, it's Whitney, yeah. And I did talk to her, and she's just, for me, she will always be the ultimate queen. I feel like God has had a voice to be her. It's just pure love. It's just pure strength. It's powerful. It's truth when she sings. So she really inspired me. And wait, what was the question?
Well, no, I wanted to also, we're going to go to break in a minute, but I wanted to ask, what was your first album? Now, was it a music theater album? Was it a pop album?
It was Whitney Houston's album, Greatest Love of All.
You are kidding me, really? Wow, because that was the debut album, which was just called mm-hmm. Whitney Houston, right? Right.
Was that the one with Saving All My Love?
Saving All My yeah. Love. All
still
my
love. Favorite Whitney band.
Yeah.
All at once.
Another oh, great one. Yes, Michael Masser.
Took a moment. Oh my gosh.
So you got it from your grandma. Did your grandmother sing?
My tutu sings. She plays the ukulele, self-taught, mm-hmm. and our family is just very musical. So she has 15 brothers and sisters, and they all sing, and they all like harmonize. Just like the Jets. It's like what they yeah. were. It's like they were exactly
like the Jets.
They're
yeah.
from the islands as well. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or something.
Yeah,
they're just amazing. And then on the Filipino side, you know, Filipinos always be singing. So, mm-hmm. so I think it's just that. But I was born singing. I love singing classical music, opera. To jazz, to
oh, your voice is so beautiful.
Filipino, Hawaiian,
Ukrainian,
and Ukrainian. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so we're going to take a real quick break, but when we come back, I know you spent a lot of time in London. I want to know where do you eat in London? Where do you what hotels? What are the best things to do in London? So okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Nicole Scherzinger. Let's talk about MeUndies, Michelle.
I love MeUndies.
You love MeUndies?
I love MeUndies.
Are you looking at MeUndies?
You looking, you cheeky monkey.
Well, listen, you know, if you're wearing a suit or sweats, you spend most of your life in underwear.
Yeah.
But you sleep in the nude, don't you?
I do everything in the nude.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, instead of making a statement like Superman tights under your everyday clothes, why don't you make your underwear something exciting?
Oh,
like
good.
MeUndies. Go to MeUndies. Every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainable source modal.
Got you looking good.
Yes, it's a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton.
I have to tell you, I love my MeUndies. I got them for me. I got them for my husband. My daughter actually has a pair that I bought for her because she's an athlete and they're super comfortable and super breathable. So when that stuff happens and you're sweating and yeah. you normally just want to take everything off, totally, totally comfortable. And I absolutely love them. And I have their sleep pants as well.
Oh, wow.
So good. I love MeUndies.
It's such a great, 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 great company.
How many times?
It's a lot of great. Yes, yes. Listen, if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. No questions asked. MeUndies has dozens of styles and
I wouldn't want them back.
You wouldn't want them
back. I'm just saying. Of course they're free.
After you've worn them
draws. I don't want them nasty ass sweaty draws.
They've got limited edition prints to help make a statement with your underwear.
They also have subscriptions.
Yes, they do, which is the new thing. Yeah. Everybody has that, which yeah. is, it's so fantastic. I shouldn't say everybody has that.
No, but a lot of people have subscriptions, you know, a lot of companies,
sure.
But not underwear companies. You're thinking about the shaving companies.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the trend is what you're saying.
Exactly. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Now, shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with a MeUndies subscription plan.
That's the word.
That's right. Whether you get a subscription
or
a single pair, you get 20% off.
How much?
You get 20% off.
Shut your mouth.
First order when you go to MeUndies.com/Rue. That's MeUndies.com/RU for 20% off your first order.
You just like saying that.
I love saying that. 20% off. No, I'll never say it again. I just love MeUndies and I love what they do.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah, you can be yourself. We're back with Nicole Scherzinger. Now, I know you're spending most of your time in London. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because I was doing X Factor there for a while, and then I revived Cats on the West End, and now I'm going back to do another show, a new show that no one's seen before. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I just, the Dolls had such success there. They really embraced the Pussycat Dolls there. So it was always a second home for me. And then when I came to do the X Factor for at least 3 years, I put together One Direction.
That's a big deal.
Wow.
It was crazy because
And you had the infamous Rylan cry.
Yes.
That was you, Nicole. Yes.
Rylan's my baby. Yeah. I was like, he is in my category. I love him.
And you cried because you didn't want to dismiss someone. Was that right? Was that the cry?
Rylan broke down when he got in. He got through.
Mm-hmm. When she told him that he was. When Rylan was crying.
Yeah, the Rylan cry, yeah.
Went on a tour of Egypt on a camel and came back and he was still crying.
It was the longest cry on TV and they played out like almost the entire thing, and it was the ugly cry too.
Right.
But basically, the Brits have adopted me over there, and I just love it.
Now, notoriously for years, people would think of London and think, well, there's nothing to eat except fish and chips
or yogurt that she sells on the TV.
Muller. Right.
Mullerlicious.
Yes, but it's different now, isn't it? There's lots of food. Where do you go for food in London?
Where do I go for food?
And I need addresses or a website or something like that.
Oh my gosh, my favorite places. I love Hakkasan, which we have here now.
Which is called
Hakkasan. It's just that's Chinese food.
It's a chain?
Yeah, they do have it. I think they have it. They just brought it here and they brought it to Vegas.
Oh, there's one here now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Could you say it slower?
Hakkasan.
Hakkasan.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you order at Hakkasan?
At Hakkasan, Hakkasan is, everything is so good. The lobster. Well, maybe I'll go to Zuma because they don't have a Zuma here.
Mm-mm.
Zuma's really good.
Where in London is it? Are you good with directions there?
I can never
find my way around there.
I don't know why I ask everyone where they're from. Because when they tell me, I'm like, you know what? I don't know where
they're from.
I don't even know why I asked.
It's a nice thing to ask.
I don't know. Zuma.
How far is it from the West End Theater where Cats...
No. Zuma's like in central London.
Uh-huh.
It's central London. So it's not far. It's probably 10, 15 minutes maybe from Covent Garden, which is where the West End is.
Yeah.
Zuma's really good. Oh my gosh,
you can get these.
They fry tempura, this corn. So it's like popcorn tempura.
That sounds
so
amazing.
Yummy. So it's like fried on the outside, and then the corn is like so tender and amazing on the inside. And then the sushi is just really good. The lobster that they bake is really good.
Zuma.
Have you been to Mildred's in Soho?
No.
So now Mildred's is in Soho.
Is it vegan?
It's vegan. Yeah, it's vegan and vegetarian, not just vegan.
Right.
Are y'all vegan?
I am. But it's amazing, amazing, delicious.
Mildred's. It's in the West End.
It's in Soho.
It's in Soho. Yep. Mildred's. Yep. Okay. So what else to do?
I also should throw out there, go to any pub for a Sunday brunch. That's my favorite thing to eat.
A Sunday roast?
I'm sorry.
Or the brooch.
A Sunday roast. It's my favorite thing to do in the UK. Every Sunday they have a Sunday roast and it's just like having Thanksgiving all over again. You have a chicken roast or you have lamb or nut roast even.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have, it's always the same thing. It's a Yorkshire pudding, tons and tons of gravy. It's potatoes, it's vegetables. It's just like Thanksgiving every Sunday.
But you don't have to drink if you go to a pub.
No, that's the thing is in America, you think a pub is a place to-
A bar.
Yeah. It's not. It's like a beautiful, there's some pubs like that, but it's a beautiful
cultural place.
Yeah.
It's where you literally go to have, they call it tea, but it's
a
dinner.
Cultural center.
Yeah, it is. It really is. People don't just go there to slam a pint anymore.
I didn't know that. Like, they're beautiful pubs, like really high-end pubs where you can get like beautiful courses and meals and everything. Yeah.
So now, of course, you probably don't go out because you got to work, you know, but what do you do for fun in London? Now, I love going on the Eye of London. That was fun. And you take gorgeous pictures
up
there.
You're not scared going in that thing?
No, it's great.
Oh,
it's
that's
fabulous.
Really high.
It's very high. Mm-hmm. Do you have a fear of heights at all, Nicole?
No.
Where would you recommend people going for fun if they're visiting London?
The West End. No.
Yeah.
The theater district is amazing. Where would I recommend they go? I'm always there for work.
Yeah.
I sit at a pub.
Yeah.
To have a few pints.
Right.
Pub crawls are great.
But, it's lovely to go see the sights. It's lovely to see the Tower of London it's not the London Bridge, it's the Tower Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Tower Bridge, everyone thinks is the thinks is the Tower Bridge, but it's spectacular. It's like, looks like a castle bridge. For fun, clubs.
Yeah.
I like to go to
GAY. You ever go to GAY?
I performed at GAY many times. Jeremy, what's up, honey?
Uh-huh.
GAY, they've got the box.
Yeah.
I like I like to go to the arts club. It's a members club, but it's cool because there's a club underneath. They always have, like, I saw Dionne Warwick there. Wow. I saw Lauryn Hill there.
At the what club?
The arts club. Oh. It's amazing because you can have dinner, a beautiful dinner on the first floor below you is a club, or they have intimate shows. Up top is a bar area, and then up top is the most amazing secret Japanese restaurant. So it just has everything in one level. Wow. So it's really nice. And then I go to, like, Cirque. It's really fun there.
Yeah.
Classy. Then there's the Admiral Duncan when you're not classy. Uh-huh. That's where all the drag shows go, but they're the real British drag queens, like what you think of when you think. Like
Danny LaRue.
Yeah, that all kind of them thing. You go and they're just belting out the tunes, cabaret style. It. Yeah, like a standing bar.
Oh my God. I love that.
It's amazing there. Was it Soho? Where did I go one night? I was just out with my cast from Cats, and we went to a couple. We went bar hopping, and the drag that they have there is fantastic. It's amazing. It blew my mind.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, it was nothing. Like, they do it every night.
It's funny listening to you talk, because I can hear your Southern accent weave in and out of there.
I know.
Would you ever get back to Louisville?
Not so much anymore.
Where's your mom live now?
Hawaii.
Oh.
So as soon as I could afford it, I moved her back home.
Uh-huh.
But my family I still have family in Louisville. It's funny because if I talk about...
Then you go into a Hawaii accent.
And then if I talk in Hawaiian, then I think I speak more pidgin.
Yeah.
I've always been like that growing up. Like,
and then if you talk about British people, you start...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That inflection. But you know what? I felt like today when I was watching all the queens, and they felt like they were... They changed up their accent sometimes. Sure. And I was like, I'm home.
No, that's the sign of a medium. That's the sign of a person who is an empathizer. Say that word for me.
Empathizer, you're right. Somebody who's empathic.
Exactly. Mm. And you feel other people and you take on their energy like that. Now, I have all of your albums. Some of the albums that have never made it over here, you have albums over there.
Yes.
What is coming up next for you just worldwide? Now, actually, I think this interview, though, is going to be probably next summer. We're doing this because, now. Yeah, it's probably
going to come out later.
Yeah.
So if you, is there a way to say, when's the album coming out? Do you know?
I have no idea. Yeah. We were thinking of next summer.
So it can be perfect. Know.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't quite wrapped my head around it. All I know is that the project that I'm building, it's just going to, I'm thinking really big and outside of the box. It's something that's going to help. I need to really, like I said, start to lay my legacy down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And something just really classic, like I said, really inspired with it from Diana Ross to Donna Summer to
maybe Cher. Standards?
I don't want to say just standards. I don't want to do covers album. Have a few on there, but I want originals and just something combining the classic, the old, but obviously with the new, you know how the boys are doing it, like they did with Uptown Funk and Blurred Lines.
Love that.
Oh, the whole Amy Winehouse thing is a mashup of different eras.
Really great music, upbeat music. That's what's so great about disco, upbeat music, but it's all live instruments. And that's what I'm really into, and just making really great and really big songs for the performance. Right. It's amazing because when Prince writes, and like when he wrote Purple Rain, he wrote it thinking as if he were performing. We don't always do that when we're in the studio. We think smaller. We're just like singing up from our emotions and writing like that. But he wrote it imagining he was performing.
I mean, have you ever met him? Purple
Rain. He's one of my closest friends.
I was like, because you are such a Prince girl. It's not even funny.
He's one of my closest friends, mentors, everything. I look up to him. He takes such good care of me. I adore him. He kicks my butt all the time, calling me like, And what is your legacy you're leaving behind? Like, always on me. He always tells me, he's like, you are a queen. You're bigger than your music. You are a queen. No, you need to do it and live it. Be it, and just be you. And he just inspires me so much. Like, he's magic. He truly is a legend. He's magical. So wait, what was I saying?
Well, you were talking about your legacy, but what about doing an album of Prince, some new stuff from Prince and some of his greatest songs, like 17 Days. You know that song, 17 Days? It's the B-side. I believe it's the B-side of When Doves Fly.
This is 45. Amazing. She knows every single B-side.
17 Days is brilliant.
Amazing.
Yeah. He's got such a huge catalog.
Oh my gosh, it's endless.
It's endless.
Hello, Darling Nikki.
Yeah.
That's his nickname for me, Nikki.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, The Beautiful Ones. Sometimes it snows in April.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a million.
There's a million.
But what I'm inspired by him is he created Purple Rain, the film.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, maybe I should make an album that could be, you know, turn into a film, something exactly. like that. Or an album that, or like when Michael would make his albums, he would say, does this fit into my show?
Right.
So I want to create this album from that perspective of like, I want to make it a real encompass it, a real show.
Right.
You know?
You could.
Or exactly. Or the album would be the lay the groundwork for the your ultimate Broadway show. When you mm-hmm. think of a female who has where there's a show that's synonymous with her image, you think of Liza Minnelli in Cabaret or mm-hmm. Bette Midler, you know.
Talking about her one-woman show.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. But because the consumer is looking
Funny Girl, Barbra Streisand.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The consumer is looking for value on many different levels. It's not just the music. It's not just the performer. It's all of the different angles that you get from the project. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, not anybody can sing mm-hmm. a song, but they want more than just a good song or a good voice. Absolutely. You know, it has to be a movement, you mm-hmm. know, so like it has to be mm-hmm. your legacy.
Absolutely.
What is your legacy? You know, obviously we've known you from these girl groups, you know, Pussycat Dolls. So I don't know, 30 million. I don't know how many they sold.
I think we sold well over 60 million or so.
Wow. Well, 60 million.
I think more. I don't know. I feel like we've sold a lot.
Yes.
I'm really bad
a
at
lot.
That.
A lot. Well, but
100 million, 1,000 million.
Yeah.
Making stuff up.
A lot. But when you think about it, I know you have to go, but what is your legacy? Who is Nicole Scherzinger?
Well, when you ask me that, because I'm always, this is the same question Prince always asks me. I know who I am inside, and I'm still trying to, I want to make sure that is felt through my music, right? But Nicole Scherzinger she's a queen.
Yes.
But also she's a queen with the biggest heart, and she's very, she just feels, she's just loves, she feels like she connects with everybody in her own way. She's gone through a lot in her life, and she's never understood why she went through all those struggles, but that's because
there's reasons.
Yeah. So she can be empathetic, and she's empowering. She wants to be so empowering, so uplifting, and so motivating to other people, because her whole life she was the hardest on herself, and I've battled with a lot of diseases and conditions and problems myself, and there was a reason for that. Mm-hmm. Right. And I want to make sure my music reflects that. That's why I love B so much. Mm-hmm. But there's so many different colors and sides to her, you know, and I want to make sure that we touch on that. I'm goofy. I'm fun. I don't take myself too serious. I could be crazy, fierce, a freaking tigress on stage. Really strong, very vulnerable at times. It's mm-hmm. many different shades, like we all have. And I just gotta find the music that will I can explode out of that, you know. But and a great performer, I think. I guess singer first.
And you know, as a fan, I know that that's what your legacy is. I know all of those things come through your music. I love your music. Such a powerful voice, such a dynamic performer. I can't wait to see what's next.
Yay.
So thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you so much.
What a treat.
What a treat.
Yeah, I'm
Nicole
honored.
Scherzinger.
Yay. Thank you.
Yes, and the South will rise again.
I love it. I don't watch TV, obviously. I know you and Matthew have been with Matthew, but I don't watch TV ever. And today, I've seen the show because I was like, oh my gosh. But I'm just so impressed. Like, I feel like today I felt like I was home. I was like, these people work their fucking balls off.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing. Like, these are true queens. Like,
yeah.
I remember today I told the first girl, not Roxy, the one next to
Fifi.
Roxy, Fifi. I said, you look like a queen. And I was like, oh, I hope she didn't mean, I meant it. Like, I was looking at her like she was her own Cleopatra,
yeah.
like a real queen. And I understand the meaning of that, behind that. Now, when you walked out, I was like, wow, this is a meaning of a queen.
Right.
You know, and I'm just like, I just watched Cleopatra the other day. That's why
she's all in it.
Oh my God. Have you seen it? Eight hours long?
Darling. Yes, yes.
But anyways, I'm just so impressed today. I feel like I'm home. Like, I'm just learning so much in the company of, like, greatness. I really am. I was so impressed with you all. And I'm like, damn, these people are amazing. I'm That's learning a lot.
So are you, That's darling. Very so sweet. Are you.
Thank you for joining Thank us. You. I love it.
Thank you.
All right. So until next time, bye.
Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? If you can't love yourself, how in the hell you gonna love somebody else? Can I get an amen?
And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes.
If you can't love yourself, how in the hell you gonna love somebody else? Amen.